This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It was a gray area cleared up for Skagit County farmers and the Swinomish tribe. In a recent response from Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke, he laid to rest the fears of farmers worried the tribe would hold constitutional jurisdiction over the land, air, water, and mineral rights across the valley, including outside the reservation. Say Family Farming's Gerald Barron explains why the decision was significant.
If this constitution change were to be deployed in litigation, for example, or in political outreach of the Swinomish tribe, and remembering that the Swinomish chairman is also the president of the National Congress of American Indians, the lead lobbyist for tribal interests in the nation, it is likely that that same sort of effort would be extended by other tribes looking to expand their jurisdiction and exert more control over their local areas, including how the land is being used.
Barron says it was a real learning experience.
There's several, I think, important things that have come out of it. Certainly what the letter that the Secretary's office have submitted back to the Swinomish, you know, very clearly delineates what their jurisdiction is and what it is not. And it was that lack of clarity that we were very concerned about.
Nearly 350 community members sent letters to Secretary Zinke in support of the farming community.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.